probably in the end we were. I still felt we should have been good enough to have the kind of score difference that we had throughout the rest of Ulster, because I felt that we were in a better place than Armagh were in. They were a side that had done very well after losing the first round, and they gained a bit of momentum. But you have to look at the reality of it. And the reality of it was that they played the football in Division 3, we played our football in Division 1, we would expect to be ahead of them. So we did expect to win the game, we did expect to win it with a bit to spare. And that's the truth of the matter. I can't see any reason why we couldn't logic that out. Well, obviously these things, you know, cross our mind as we prepare for the game today. We were very disappointed, obviously, to lose an Oma in that particular game in that year. So, yes, that's all. But you have to store those things and bring them to use if you can. But you can't depend on that. You have to have quality players who are prepared to put their body on the line to give you those results. No amount of mental sort of wanting to do that will make it happen. You've got it. The players have got to go out and do it and make it happen. And, of course, last year, we do know, we walked out of here last year at the same stage of this competition, and we were not happy people, because we had put a lot into the year up to that, and we played enough football that day to at least get a second chance, and we didn't get it. And that's soul destroying when you think of the work and time and energy these boys put into what they're about nowadays. So yes, this has been brewing on us for a year, and we're very happy to have been able to get back here and give ourselves a chance to be playing football later in August. Yeah, he's a good young footballer. I mean, that's why he's played a lot in the Ulster Championship, and probably was a bit difficult on him not to start today. But again, you had to look at what the contribution Declan McClure made to the Ulster final, and you have to say that's a big thing not to let him start the game today as well. So it's horses for courses, different days, different people do the right thing. And I think that is some response that David McGrew gave to not starting the game. And he just looked so energised, he looked so cool. You know, he finished like an out-and-out finisher, and he's actually much more of a all-over-the-field player. So delighted for him, and it really was, his first goal was the one that really settled this game for us, that you didn't even have to panic anymore. This was going to be enough to keep them at arm's length. It certainly was, and I think we have to be grateful to our defence for making sure that they weren't getting scores. But you'd have to say we wouldn't be particularly happy with how we got into that position. Like, we stumbled our way into that kind of lead. Like, we didn't play with poise or play with real quality. We just picked off some good scores. The penalty was significant, and getting that early goal from the penalty meant that there was a good cushion there. But, you know, we wouldn't have been happy with our first half performance. Yes, the scoreboard was grand for us, and was a matter of making sure that we kept that gap. So if they got a score, we got one back. As long as we'd win the second half, the game was ours. So, yes, and that's not sort of playing down the thing. We were unhappy with much of our play. At the start of the second half, I'm sure it was horrible to watch, because it was who could give the ball away the quickest and the easiest. And they were giving it away, we were getting it back, we were giving it to them and taking it off us again. And it wasn't even wonderful play was doing this. It was actually many unforced errors or half-forced errors that was making that happen. So that wasn't pretty, and we actually played like that. Like, if we were playing against somebody else that had more of a grip on the game, that would be disaster. Well, I mean, that's, you know, there's always some reason why somebody aren't as good as they think they are, or somebody else thinks they are. So I understand that. People have to find a reason to say, this can't be true, these boys can't be as good a team as it appears by score lines. And that may be the case. But to date, we can only do what we can do right now. We've done what we've done for these four games in the Championship, and it's got us to a decent place. It's in the All-Ireland semi-final. Whether that takes us any further or not, God only knows. But we'll be giving it our best shot. I got a bang on the hip there, just, you know, but hopefully it's nothing more than that, because he's a serious operator. I'd hate to be going out to any game without him. He's gold dust in our team, you know, and another exhibition of a performance today, like, just class man. I'm disappointed. I don't know what the first one was for. The second one was too risky for a man on a yellow card. The tackle was high. He didn't give the referee much choice. I don't know what the first one was about. It probably shouldn't have happened. And if you're on a yellow card, you really shouldn't be taking chances like that with a high tackle. So, you know, it's a pity that that happened. I'm really disappointed for him, because he was playing a fine game for us, and he is a quality footballer. So it's very disappointing that he had to go off, yeah.